Welcome back to Hash Rate Up, another session in beautiful Zambia. Right now with me is Sid Palmer, right? CEO of Quantum Hash in Zambia. Sid, tell folks about Quantum Hash. What is it that you guys do besides put up great events?
Thank you for that. So Quantum Hash Ventures were founded in 2023 with the vision of doing Bitcoin mining on stranded imaging. Very similar model to what Gridless is doing. And hence, we are utilizing their energy model to put up sites all across Zambia. So that's where we've been. Currently at operational capacity of just under 600 kilowatts. Okay. And we're steadily growing.
Nice. And what is the, would you say, the main hindrance to growth? What's the main hindrance to making sure that you get a lot of off-grid sites going?
The main hindrance is obviously the sites itself. Looking for the sites. And then once you find the site, for example, most of the sites in Zambia are government-owned or like quasi-government-owned. So for example, one of the sites that we have signed up now, which is called Kasamjiku, which is in northwestern province in Zambia, belongs to a organization called the Rural Electrification Authority of Zambia.
Okay.
So RIA.
Yeah.
And RIA, because of its governmental kind of, what you call it, backing, and it's who it answers to, they have a very long, stringent due diligence process. Then on top of that, we have a lot of bureaucracy and red tape, which makes going to a site like that and or even putting foot on that site a long and arduous journey. And for us at Quantum Hash, it's taken us close to about 18 to 20 months, I would say.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's 18 or 20 months of constant calling, talking to them and telling them, hey, you know, what's going on? Like, where are we today? Where are we today? In the beginning, it accelerated really fast. And we thought we would be on, you know, boots on the ground within 6 months after our initial conversation. But alas, 18 months later, we're still not boots on the ground.
I mean, we're going to a site tomorrow, Zengamina.
Zengamina.
Right? Taking a private plane.
Yes.
To go. I understand it's a 2.5-hour flight, so it's very remote. But it's going to be great. Great example of why Bitcoin mining succeeds in these remote locations and how it works. So tell me, why was that site possible? What's different there that enables us to have some Bitcoin mining on the ground at that site?
So that site belongs to a company called Zengamina Hydropower. And Zengamina Hydropower is an independent power producer. Now in Zambia, the energy landscape is as such that I'm sure you heard from the board chairman of ZESCO early on today, is that they've opened up for independent power producers to produce. If it's under 5 megawatts, you can get your licensing and everything done really quickly. Mm-hmm. If you have the funding, you can build. The lengthy processes like they used to be before, where it took close to about 3 years on a feasibility study, on environmental impact studies, all that has been kind of thrown out the door. Saying because we are so power deficit as a country, here's the green light.
Yeah.
You can get from idea through license within a few days.
Okay.
So that's the change. And independent power producers now have a better ROI.
Yeah.
Right, because of this. But we can then monetize it.
So that means if you find private power, it's a lot easier. I think that's a common thing. Trying to find private power is the goal because it sort of takes out all of that regulation out of the equation, which you have to have if it's government owned, right? Is there how does pricing for electricity work? Can you then negotiate the price with the hydroelectric operator directly, one-to-one? Is the government somehow involved versus public sites? How does it
work? So the IPP has a liberty to charge what they want. And then it has a set price that if it's selling back to the grid, they pay that amount, right? For us, we, for example, Zengamina, now Quantum, it's a Quantum or a Gridless / Quantum site now, because we've taken up a third of a rack space there. And for us, that's a big advantage, because now we don't need to rely on our, you know, other power generation facilities or the government right now. For the longest time, Quantum was generating on-grid.
Yeah.
Because we had subsidized electricity at locations that we were operating from.
Yeah.
But when that ended, we were stranded.
Okay, we were stranded.
Yeah, right.
And that made us pivot. Well, because we, as I told you, we were waiting 18 months.
Yeah. So we were like thinking, okay, as us, within 6 months to 12 months, we'll get this PPA or this term sheet done with the government and we can shift over from on-grid to off-grid and it'll be good to go. But that didn't happen. And then we shut off because it was just too expensive to maintain.
When that happened, that's when we also, it's a learning lesson. We realized that, hey, with the
government or with IPPs, this, to answer your question, the price is either a per cent per kilowatt hour or a revenue share.
Okay.
So with the government right now, we've come up with a price model, which doesn't protect us in a bear market or when it's down.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't protect us because...
This is actually a good point for me to hint at the episode I've done on mining on solar, because I explain a little bit the details on how economics work if you have a revenue share versus a fixed price of energy. But yeah, just for the viewers to have a look at that, and they stumble across the question marks of, you know, why am I not protected in the bear market? Like, those kind of concepts are not easy to grasp. For us, they are, but like, okay, cool. Yeah. Would you say that there's also a lack of incentive for the government to get into Bitcoin mining or make it easy because they just get subsidies? Or how does that dynamic work? Why is it so difficult to get mining on government power and explain to them, like, look, you cannot sell this power anywhere else. We'll pay you 2 cents, 3 cents, whatever. Why don't they want to take that?
This episode is sponsored by Hashbranch, the easiest way to mine Bitcoin in the US. Sourcing hardware and rack space usually is a mess. Bad deal structures, misaligned incentives, and no visibility after deployment. I have placed tens of thousands of ASICs in partnership with Hashbranch. What I like most is that they cut through the noise. Fair pricing, aligned terms, and access to hosting that actually works. Use code HASHRATEUP100, visit hashbranch.com today to get $100 off of each miner that you order.
There's obviously the stigma that comes behind Bitcoin mining, or Bitcoin itself, Bitcoin in general. And because of that, red tape keeps on coming in play. And it's all about, obviously, orange pilling them.
Yeah.
Essentially.
So
that takes a lot of convincing, a lot of back and forth, a lot of closed door meetings, open door forums, whatever it takes. But noise needs to be made, obviously.
Yeah.
And by making that noise, and with signing with RIA right now as Quantum, it's a monumental thing because it's a change.
Yeah.
It's a change in their thought process. They're changing their dynamic. They know what we're doing. We know what they're doing. And we're not hiding that during data center.
Yeah.
So it's a monumental thing for Zambia.
Yeah.
In general. And I think with that, once that is unlocked and that's in process and people are seeing it, then other sites are going to follow very, very easily with the government side of these.
No, we had the chance to ask the chairman a couple of questions earlier. And it's just very clear that there's, you know, it's a monopoly. There's no incentive to improve the quality of service, e.g. lower the cost of power.
No.
Right? The more power they produce, the more power they would be able to sell, the easier it would be for them to lower the cost per unit. But there's no competition. Right? There's no second option.
No.
And thus there's no drive for improvement, which is something that you see almost in, I don't know, one African nation where that is not the case, right?
All of them.
Yeah. All right, so that's been great. Talk to me about the event. We're at ABMS, number three. The first one was in Kenya.
Yeah.
Gridless was the host. The second one was in Ethiopia. QRB was the host. This time it's you. I hope maybe next year I can make a plea for South Africa.
Yeah.
Once I get mining. And then we can host it on a wine farm. But tell me the event. How did it go? Was it? It's a struggle to organize these kind of things. I know that.
The event, I think, is going very well for the most part. There are a couple of hitches here and there, but I'm learning. It's my first international event that I put up, that we put up. And
I think it's gone smoothly for the most part.
Yeah.
The turnout is actually better than I expected.
Yeah.
In relation to the previous years, we've had a lot more. And the good thing is that we've got people from different parts of
or
different industries.
Yeah.
And I believe that in order for Bitcoin mining in Africa, around the world, to be inclusive in the sense that there's a lot of pockets of money and a lot of pockets of developers looking for newer and innovative ideas. And I think if we open up that book, we'll get a lot more focus.
Yeah. No, I have to, again, compliment you on the event. I think it's a great signal. So many cool things happening. So many great talks. We get quite deep into the technical bits.
Yeah.
And you look at around the room and somebody realizes, what's happening? But we had a great repair session where we looked at, how board repair works. And that's been super, super fantastic. You talked about, how miners make money and the economics of things. Fantastic. So, yeah. I want to thank you. Do you have anything else to add? Anything that I...
No, I just asked. I want you to get into mining as soon as possible.
Yeah.
I know you're selling machines, but you're not mining.
Well, some say I do. Some say I don't.
Ah, okay. No, but you need to get your hash rate up. Right?
Yeah, hash rate needs to always go up. Good things happen when hash rate goes up.
There you go.
Good things happen. So it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. Guys, contact QRB Labs. Not QRB Labs. Contact Gamma if you want to know more about quantum. Quantum Hash, QRB Labs, all of these names get me all confused.
Yes, and I'm a vice chair of Gamma right now.
There you go.
For now.
For how long?
I've been since ABC.
But how long are you going to be?
Until they kick me out.
Cool, Sid. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.
Thanks for the event. And if you want to learn more about him and his company, reach out, put all of that good stuff in the comments, and come to Zambia. It's beautiful.
Come to Zambia.
Hash rate up. Hardware sales, advisory, hosting, and site brokerage. Find new and used ASIC deals through the website and the Telegram channel below. Make smarter decisions with Hashrate Up.